Blog Talk Radio.
Growth is the only guarantee that tomorrow is going to be better. So the question raised is, are you growing? You may think, Coach Adams, yes, I'm intrigued. I like it. Well, let's lean into it. Let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question and concept. Growth is the only guarantee that tomorrow is going to get better.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I so love Mondays. And I missed you all last week, our global listening audience. We had some technical challenges, and I'm so happy and grateful that those issues have been resolved, and we are back live on the airwaves, and I am supercharged today because we are in our Shape Up series, and do the Shape Up series, and we do little subtopics underneath our Shape Up series where we are working it now, working our vision, achieving our goals, and ultimately living out our dreams. And so I'm excited for the topic that we have today, because as we prepare to close out this year, we have to be transparent and honest with ourselves and where we are, where we've been on our journey, and where we are going. And speaking of where we're going, you know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and insightful. That's the feedback that you give us on a regular basis, our regular listening audience, and we so appreciate that. But for those of you that may be listening in, maybe you've missed past installments, like last week. We had a hiccup, but guess what? You could have joined us through our on-demand library. So we want to encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. Why? Because if you've missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts and the richness that is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4u. Again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. You can jumpstart your week inspired and empowered live with us, but you can get some additional richness throughout the week as you feel inclined and led by visiting our on-demand library. You know, allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes in our programming today around today's subject. And then if time permits, we will open our lines for your audience participation. You know, we always appreciate and welcome your questions, your comments around the topic at hand, and it always lends to a more interactive environment and lends to a greater richness that we absolutely love. So we want to encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Don't be shy. Don't be scared, as the young people would say. You know, if you don't already have your pen, your pad, front of your laptop, tab, your desktop, whatever the case may be, your smartphone with your notes, your iPad, your tablets, you want to have it handy and grab it so that you can take notes around what we're talking about and the richness that is being shared. And then when we open our lines up, if you have a question that has come up or a comment, you have some notes to be able to reference back to. You know, before we jump and dive into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to support us and simply invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We encourage you, allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow, flow, flow. Come on, come on, come on, right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in a bottle of carrier pigeon, bottom line. I know you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. And we want to let you know that we so sincerely extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support, because we know that we cannot expand our outreach without YOU. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We so appreciate you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, master motivator, it's time to shape up and win. And we are focused on growth with intention. Grow with intention. And, you know, I have to continue to ask this question as we ask the question in our opening. Are you truly growing? Are you truly growing? I ask myself that question often. Coach Adams, Shawnee and Marie, are you truly growing? You know, I was having a conversation, I believe it was on Friday, with an individual, and I was giving some coaching empowerment and insight, and we were talking about how important it is that when we desire to move to the next level, we have to be intentional on our journey. And we were reflecting on this process of understanding that when we are growing, you see, growth is the only guarantee that tomorrow is going to be better for us. So if you don't like the results that you're getting today, if you don't like where you are, it's the power is in your hands to make a shift, to grow with intention. You know, it's so interesting because natural growth happens automatically. And I wish I could stop the natural progression of growth. As an example, you reach a certain age, you don't tell it to turn gray, but your hair starts to get a little silver. You got a little silver fox going on. My mom and I were talking because she said, oh, my God, I have all of this gray. I said, well, work it, silver fox. Now, of course, I told my mom to work her silver fox, but you better believe I'm not ready yet to embrace mine. So I color it up. But I do have some silver fox underneath the color. And so I share that because at some stage we'll relate to that. It's relatable, right? That these are things that happen naturally to our bodies that are beyond our control. You know, when a baby is in the womb, there's certain things that happen naturally. The mother is the carrier, but she's not telling the baby in the womb, the little seed that starts with the little seed, based on that connection that happens in the womb of the egg and the sperm, she's not saying what to do. That moment happens, and the wondrous makeup, the miracle of our bodies, when that connection happens, automatically, naturally, the growth begins, the process starts. And this is something that we don't have to focus in on. We don't have to be intentional about. That little seed makes the connection and it starts to grow in the womb. It starts to sprout out little hands and fingers and toes and arms and legs and eyes and ears and nose and mouth and torso, and all of that naturally happens. Even after the baby comes out of the womb, the baby just grows naturally. It happens automatically. And so often we can think that, oh, okay, there's nothing that I really need to do. I'm going to just grow. But this is the reality. Growth outside of the context, contextually of what we were just talking about, does not just happen. If you want to grow your business, you have to be intentional. If you want to achieve your goals, you have to be intentional. If you want to work your vision, you have to be intentional. If you want to live out your dreams, you have to be intentional. If you want to get a handle on some growth that maybe you didn't want, like extra weight, guess what? Hello? You have to be intentional. We can go on and on and on about the significance of this intentionality because growth does not simply happen naturally. It doesn't just happen naturally. And the reality is this, and I'm growing continuously in this consciousness that if I want to grow, if I want to level up, if I want to move to the next level, if you want to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams, you have to put forth that effort with intention because growth is not a natural progression. Now, you put a seed in the ground, you have to, when that seed is planted into the dirt, you have to make sure that, first of all, before you even put the seed in the ground, that the area has been cultivated, that it's ready to receive that seed. Then that seed is planted. And when that seed is planted, you have to water and nurture that seed. If you don't water and nurture the seed, if you haven't cultivated the ground for preparation of receiving the seed, there will be no growth. It's not going to grow based on its intended purpose because you have not put forth the time, energy, and effort that's required. And so we must understand, I am continuously growing to understand. And as we prepare to close out this year, if you have not yet received the results that you desire, you have to be honest and transparent with where you are and what you have done to get to where you are, or on the flip side, what you have not done. Because where you are is a direct result of your efforts. Say that one more time. Where you are, where I am, is a direct result of the efforts that we have put into our journey. It's a direct result of how have you cultivated for your vision, for your goals, for your dreams. How have you nurtured your goals, your visions, your dreams? How are you watering your vision, your goals, your dreams? Because that part of it is on you. That is how we grow to the next level with intention. Because growth is not a natural progression. Yes, the baby in the womb, it's natural. Yes. Once we come out of the womb, we begin to grow. It's natural. We don't have to do anything. Our bodies, the wondrous makeup of our bodies, there's already the code created within it for it to grow and do what it needs to do. And yes, as we get to those later years, different things start to happen, like gray hair. The silver foxes begin to blossom. All of those things happen naturally, but mental growth is not natural. It doesn't happen automatically. Spiritual growth is not natural. It doesn't happen automatically. If you want your business to grow, it doesn't happen automatically. Your vision, your goals doesn't happen automatically. We have to be intentional. And so my question raised, especially, not exclusively, but especially because we're preparing to close out this year. You know, it's amazing. It seems like it wasn't too long ago that we said Happy New Year. And now we're at the close of the year. We're literally in the final moment of this year. You know, today marks that we have about 45 days or so left in this year. This day, this year is fastly coming to a close. And the question raised is, are you getting the results that you desire? Previous installments, we encouraged you and said it's not too late when we were at our about little more than 60 days out. And it isn't. There are still some things that you can do. However, we must be intentional. We must be intentional on our journey because growth has to be intentional. So this focus of growing with intentional is very key on our journey. It really is. Because so often we say, you know, it's just going to happen. It'll happen. But let me ask you, has it happened? How's that working out for you? Because we have to be honest and real with ourselves that if we're sitting back, just, you know, we're waiting for growth to happen accidentally. You know, we're not planning, because true growth requires a plan. You know, I was listening to a podcast, and I won't call the individual's name because they were famous, but it is out there on the internet, and they were sharing, they have a podcast, they've won 2 awards for their podcast, and they were sharing jokingly that their production manager has been encouraging them to grow to the next level and has all of these great ideas for growing to the next level. But they joked about it because they said he'll schedule a meeting for them to come together to discuss the ideas, and they won't show up, and he's at the meeting by himself and all of this. The moral of that story that I took away was that you can have the desires all day to say, I want to grow. But the intentionality is where that is the gear of shift you desire, the intentionality. Grow with intention. If you don't have a plan, if you're not planning, automatically you're behind. Because growth requires planning. Growth, for you to get to the next level, you must be intentional, and growth requires that we have a plan. If I don't like the results that I'm getting, I can very easily change those results. But it requires me to do things differently than what I've been doing. Because if I keep doing what I have been doing, I'm going to get the results that I've been getting. If you keep doing what you have been doing, you're going to get the results that you've been getting. And this is a thing, and I want to give credit to my mentors, because I often hear their voices in my head, Coach Allen, Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boston Movement, vertically been the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program, and I serve as their Global Master Trainer and have since, 2005. But I love that they, when we were doing live Vertical Leap seminars, my mentor would always vibrate in the atmosphere the words of, you can do it. Dream again. It's not too late. And the reason why I mentioned that is I want to encourage you, because I often will hear those words vibrating in my mind, the vibrations of those words, because words carry weight and such power depending on the speaker of the word. My mentors hold great value in my life, and their authority of their words, when I hear that, you can do it, when I'm starting to question and doubt, it lifts me up, it encourages me. And I want to, from the words of my mentors, I want to say to you, you can do it regardless of where you are. But in order for you to do it, you have to be intentional. And you can't say, I'll start tomorrow. I often hear the sound of Annie, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you tomorrow, you're only a day away. And many of us are constantly saying, tomorrow, 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 tomorrow. I'll get going tomorrow. I remember talking to a friend of mine, and I said, okay, I'll get started on Monday. And they said, that's what we're doing? What about today? And I was like, coach, what about today? Why are we starting on Monday? And I said, you know what? You're right. Start today. I share that, being transparent with you, to say, start today. Because the intentionality of growth insists on us starting right now in this 0 to 5 seconds of time, in this moment, right now. You have an opportunity to start right where you are by establishing a plan. You know, oftentimes when I'm coaching my clients, we're working on crystallizing a plan. And the reality is that one would say, okay, I want to achieve this. I want to write the book. Okay, I'm going to use that as an example because I have a client now that I'm on the journey with them around that. And I said, okay, that's wonderful. So let's establish a plan of action for you to move towards that. Because just saying, I want to write the book is not the intentionality that we need. That's not going to allow us to grow with intention to the next level. When you say, I want to write the book, you're now, that's the accidental growth. You're just, and I'm hopeful that if something's going to happen. No, you have to be intentional. You have to have a plan. So if you're looking to write 250 pages, you have to determine, okay, out of each week, how many days will I write? How many hours out of that week will I write? On what specific day? Okay. You have to look at, I want to write 250 pages. What's my target completion date? How long am I giving myself? 6 months? And now you break that down. This is a part of the process as an example of having a plan. You may be saying, Coach Adams, I'm not trying to write a book. Okay. Maybe yours is weight loss. If it is, same concept and process, it relates. It's the same. You have to have a plan. If you're trying to lose 60 pounds, then you have to look at, okay, am I doing this in 6 months, 8 months? What does that look like? Now, back away from that target. If you're writing the book, 250 pages, establish the goal. You now are clear on what the goal is. Again, we're talking about grow with intention, and we're talking about those intentional things that we can do to enable us to grow to the next level. I can't say I want to grow and then I don't show up for the meetings that are required, the strategy sessions. I can't say that I want to grow and not take the time, sacrifice the time that's required and be intentional. So whatever the target is, you establish that. I want to lose 60 pounds. I want to write a book. It's going to be 250 pages. Okay, that's the target. Now, what's your time frame? Okay, I'm going to do this in 6 months. Wonderful. We know what the goal is. We know the overall time frame. Now, what do you need to do each week, each day over the next 6 months to accomplish your goal? And start today. Not like how I said, okay, I'll start on Monday, and it reminds me of a book that a very dear associate and pastor, Liana Sims, has that Monday Never Comes is what it's called. It's dealing with weight loss. And the whole concept is that so often we will say, I'll start on Monday. Why? Because that's the start of the week, instead of starting right now in this moment right where we are. I've been guilty. There's no judgment. I'm telling you, I'm in the trenches with you. I get it. I understand. But as your coach, I want to challenge you, as I am challenging myself, to recognize that if I want to grow, if you want to grow, grow with intention. You cannot just accidentally grow and get to where you want. It doesn't just haphazardly happen. Intentional growth is very specific and very focused. And so with that, you have to take responsibility for where you are on your journey. You have to take responsibility for your growth. if you want to move to the next level. Because so often individuals are sitting back and they're just waiting for the growth to just mysteriously show up and come their way. Hey, I'm just waiting for the growth to happen. Again, accidental growth, which is not natural. The baby in the womb, only place that naturally it just happens. Mental, spiritual, emotional, physical, whatever it may be, business, you have to take responsibility and know that this intentionality requires you to take responsibility for where you are. Where you are on your journey today, guess what? You have to locate where you are and be honest with where you are. If you set goals last year, you had a list of 10. I'm just using this as an example. And you've only achieved 5, half of them. You have to now evaluate with intention and take responsibility for where you are and ask yourself, were these goals woulda, coulda, shoulda? Was it that I should do this? I should do it. But it's not truly something that you're passionate about, that you're committed to do. Then why is it on your list? Because it's like, I should lose 60 pounds, but I really don't want to. I feel good where I am. Whatever that may look like for you, I should have greater aspirations. I should want to achieve more beyond where I am today. I often tell my clients, let's not focus in on those goals that are woulda, coulda, shouldas. We can't focus on woulda, coulda, shouldas. You have to focus in on those things that you are in position and you are ready to fight for, to be intentional about, to achieve. And even though we have about 45 days left in this year, again, from the words of my mentors, you can do it. Dream again. It's not too late. But you have to be intentional. You have to grow with intention. And growing with intention simply means that can't just, you know, push things off and procrastinate and say, I'll do it tomorrow, and hope that things happen. No, you have to have a plan. So what is your plan? And you have to take responsibility for where you are on your journey. Now, I want you to know that this is not a time in which that you should feel bad and condemned. No, it's not that. But rather, you are taking responsibility for where you are. As I often reference Shakespeare, love it, Shakespeare, to thine own self be true. You have to be true with where you are. When you look in the mirror, I'm looking at the man or woman in the mirror. I hear Michael Jackson. I'm looking at the man in the mirror. When you look in the mirror, I'm looking at the woman in the mirror. You have to be able to be honest and real with you. Even if you're not honest and real with anyone else, you have to be honest and real with you. You cannot blame others and say, oh, it's their fault, you know, and you didn't do what you needed to do. Stop the blame game. Just stop it. Cut it out. Stop blaming other people. Take responsibility for where you are. In addition to establishing and getting to that place of starting right now, not tomorrow, not Monday, but right now, taking responsibility for where you are, you have to learn from your mistakes. Learn from your mistakes. You know, the things that you've done that didn't work out for you this year, it's okay. But don't continue forward without learning from those things. You know, I've often shared that one of the processes that I really appreciate that I learned from my mentors is a SWOT assessment. It's a corporate assessment analysis, opportunities and threats. And after every meeting, when we were doing live Vertical Leap seminars, we would sit down as a team and we would have a SWOT assessment. What were the strengths? What were the weaknesses? What were the opportunities? What were the threats? Anything that we do, we were assessing. We do a ambassador call or whatever it may be. We're coming together as a team. Wherever we were around the globe, we would come together as a team. It didn't matter if we were in Australia, if we were in Belgium, if we were in Jamaica, Philippines, Indonesia, wherever. SWOT assessment. What were the strengths? What were the weaknesses, opportunities, and threats? And I share that with you because it is a corporate, I've grown to learn that it's a corporate way of analyzing systems. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And so you have to, in this process of locating yourself and being honest and taking responsibility for where you are on your journey, you have to look at, okay, what are my strengths? What am I doing that is working well, that's serving me well? What are the strengths? The goals that I've achieved, the vision that I've been working, the dreams that I am starting to see, oh my gosh, they're becoming a greater reality. What are the strengths? What are you doing that's working? Because remember, I said that this growth with intention, when we're looking at growing with intention, I must learn from my mistake, from what didn't work. But the way in which I can do that is by analyzing systems, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So what were the strengths? What were the weaknesses? Those areas and opportunities to grow. Weaknesses, opportunities. What are the opportunities? If I did this in this way, the opportunity to whatever. And then what are the threats? And so I want to encourage you, and I want to always make sure that I'm giving you viable tools that you can now have them in your toolbox, that you can now assess where you are on your journey. Ultimately, you can get more, get greater results, achieve greater results, get a better outcome. If you don't like the outcome that you're getting, you have to make a shift. Now is the perfect time to make a shift. Again, it's not too late. You can do it. But you have to determine, will I be intentional on my journey to grow and move to the next level? Or am I just hoping that some things will change? And you're not learning from your mistakes. Time to assess, to evaluate, to continue to build on your strength, but not be afraid to face and deal with your weaknesses. Because if you continue on the pathway and journey that you're on, if I continue on the pathway and journey that I'm on, the reality is when you look up a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, what you are yielding in your life is a result of what you planted. What seeds did you plant? What did you cultivate? What did you nurture? What did you water? And so you have the ability today, take responsibility for your growth. Don't put your growth on somebody else. It's not someone else's responsibility for you to grow. I was having a conversation last week. Oh, I was speaking with one of my clients in my coaching practice, and they were resisting where they were and taking responsibility. And we went on this journey, and I said, you cannot, and it was always in the conversation, it was, you know, I'm where I am because of this person or this situation or this thing. And I had to bring on the tough love coaching. They were like, wow, Coach Adams, now I see it differently. Because one of the things that I was sharing with them is that you're seeing things from a single point of view. There's always a different way to view things. And the reality is this. How we view things, whatever our perception is around circumstances and situations, is ultimately how we're going to do things. It's ultimately how we're going to navigate and move based on that. And so oftentimes, and this is great wisdom and insight that I've grown to understand, oftentimes we have to make a shift in how we're viewing things. You know, I will often reference The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, one of my favorites, oh, truly one of my favorites. And one of the habits is seek first to understand, then to be understood. And so often, because we get into that single point of view, we don't take the time to see things from a different angle. And one of the stories that I love that Stephen Covey shares is that there is this frame setting, this scene. And I reference this story because I think it's so apropos. I mean, it really helps one to understand that there's great power in fighting to see things from a different point of view. And that's the whole basis of this particular 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. That's why I said it's so important for you to locate where you are and take responsibility for where you are. But the story that Stephen Covey shares is he gives this scene setting of being on a train in New York or a subway, and there's not a lot going on from stop to stop, moment to moment. People are reading their newspapers, they're looking at books, looking into their smart devices, bottom line, listening to their iPods. Not a lot of activity is going on externally. People are into what they're doing, reading their book, their newspaper, you know, reading from their iPad, tablet, what have you, looking at their smart devices, whatever the case may be. Man gets on the train, the subway, with his two kids, and he sits down, and, you know, he's kind of in this hazed over state, and he's there, but he's not really there. It's clear that he's there, but his mind is not there. Physically, he's walked on the train, but clearly in his continence and everything, he's somewhere else, and he sits down next to another man, and the kids start to run through the train, and they're making all of this noise, and suddenly the atmosphere has shifted. And the man sitting next to him, and his head is down, the man with the children, and his head is down, and again, he's there, but he's not really there. And the man next to him nudges him and says, sir, you're kids. Now, before I get into opening up the insight that is gleaned from this principle, how many of you would be thinking, can he get in control of his kids? What's up with the baby running through the train? He doesn't know how to handle his kids. Why is he? We would automatically go into all of this based on that limited point of view, that single point of view. And when the man sitting down next to him, nudges him, it brings him back to this place of consciousness. Because remember I said he was there, but he wasn't really there? And so when he gets nudged, and the man tells him, sir, your kids are running through the train, and he kind of like shakes out of it, right? And he's, I'm sorry. He comes out of the dazed moment, the unconscious moment that he's in. And he says, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. We just left the hospital. They just lost their mom, and I just lost my wife. And so what we glean from that is that he was processing. He's trying to handle, I no longer have my wife. I have these two kids, and they no longer have their mother. I can only imagine what he was dealing with in that moment. But so often, if we see things from a single life point of view, we can miss the greater richness and depth of what can be gleaned. And that's why I wanted to share that story with you, and I hope that it has supported you, because we have to seek first to understand, then to be understood. When it comes to grow with intention, you have to understand and take responsibility for where you are on your journey. Locate you. Learn from your past mistakes. What are the lessons that you can now adapt and take so that you are able to achieve more? You are able to get different results if that's what you really want. Because this whole concept of grow with intention that we are talking about today on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for you with yours truly, Coach Adams, there is a great richness to glean. Because what we've talked about is we've come to realize that growth is not accidental. It doesn't just happen. Growth requires us to be intentional on our journey. Growth requires, number one, that we have a plan. We have to have a plan of action to close that gap from where we are to where we desire to grow. Whatever that target is, if the target is writing the book, if the target is starting the business, if the target is bringing the invention to the market, if the target is creating and producing an album, if the target is, we can go on and on and on and on and on. The target is where we're going, but the gap is the process that we have to work with. Now, understanding, where are you in this process with this gap from where you are to where you desire to grow? You have to have a plan that now with each day you are stepping through the process of closing this gap. You have to take action on closing this gap. That requires intentionality. That you must be intentional, that I must be intentional, and that we start right where we are tomorrow. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you tomorrow. I hear you, Annie, singing. Don't start tomorrow. Don't start Monday. Why? Because Monday never comes. We will often say, oh, I'll start on Monday. Let me start at the start of the week. No. Start wherever you are. Today happens to be Motivational Mondays. So great, you want to start at the top of the week. Guess what? When we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, then get started. Start establishing your plan for how you will close the gaps that you have over this next 45 or so days before you close out the year. Reevaluate, locate yourself, reevaluate what is most important to you. You may have started with 10 goals, but you've completed 5. And you say, okay, reassess and evaluate what's most important and learn from the mistakes of the past. What is it that you were doing and have done that haven't served you. Assess your systems, and we spoke about the importance of a SWOT analysis, a SWOT assessment, great tool for determining what are the strengths, what are the weaknesses, the opportunities and the threats, SWOT, so that you can get different results and grow to the next level. And understand that you have to put forth the effort. You have to put forth the effort. Your success, my success, you working your vision, achieving your goals and living your dream, it's not going to just happen based on, oh, good fortune, good luck. Like you got the lotto ticket, woohoo, my numbers have been called. No, you have to do something. And, you know, speaking of doing something, I want to hear from you. You know, we're at that stage in our programming. We have about 10 minutes, 8 to 10 minutes. And I would love to hear your thoughts around what we've been sharing today. And have you gotten anything from this process and concept of what we've been discussing on growth with intention? And we opened with our question and we said, are you growing? Why? Because we understand that growth is the only guarantee that tomorrow is going to get better. So if you want a better tomorrow, then you have to do some things with intentionality today. So we're opening up our lines for you in these last few moments that we have. Would love to hear from you, and we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. You have just a few brief moments, so press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add your from your electronic device. You do need to dial in. I apologize, but you can't just press 1 on your typewriter keypad, on your computer keypad. You have to simply dial in. And that dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We have a couple of minutes, and we would love to hear from you. You have made the decision to join us for this hour of empowerment. Are you getting any riches? What are you taking away? Why are you tuning in? And would love to have you engage and interact. Know that this is a safe space, and we welcome that. So again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You know, it looks like we have a caller, and so we'll bring our caller in. Area code 310-1147. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. What's your question or comment today? And thank you for tuning in and engaging with us.
Thank you so much, Coach Adams. This is lovely. And once again, as always, this program has been such a blessing. One of the things that really, I mean, everything stood out to me that I heard, but one of the things that really stands out to me is where you say learn from the past. I have people, I just was speaking with my cousin the other day, and she never wants to look at the past. She never wants to hear anything about it. And she told me, you know, why do you go on memories or this or that? And I'm like, well, sometimes you have fond memories. These are fond memories, or this can help you. And you confirm that, because when we reflect on where we were, then we can get to where we need to go. And so I thank you for encouraging us to do so, so that we can grow from the place where we are and make things happen. And that encouragement to do so before the end of the year, to reassess and reevaluate, you know, that's just getting us in the position to go forth and to have those dreams manifest into reality. So thank you for that and establishing that plan to close the gap. So I thank you so much for your labor of love and for sharing all those gold nuggets with us.
And I thank you for tuning in today, lovely. I so appreciate you, and I always love the engagement, and you always add to the richness. You know, it's interesting, as you were sharing, talking about driving in a car, and we have the rear view mirror. And that rear view mirror is designed for us to see what's behind us, but not to focus on what's behind us. There's a different energy when we are kind of residing in that place of the past. We're stuck there. We're trying to drive looking back. And if you're driving and you're looking behind you, without question, you will crash, because we have to look forward, but the rear view mirror is designed that we can see what's behind us, not to stay there. So it's an interesting balance, but rather to see where we've been so that we can continue to move and progress forward. So thank you so much for sharing and engaging with us. I so appreciate that. You know, I wanted to share, and if you'll hit one, lovely, on your keypad, so that if you have another question as time permit or comment in the broadcast, then we will know that it's a fresh question. So press one on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. And our lines are still open, so if there's anyone else, you still have a moment or two. But I wanted to share with our listening audience today that I was giving you a little sample taste from one of my favorite masterminds that I do based on the book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, and I'm a part of the Maxwell Leadership Team. And I'm starting a mastermind to close out the year on the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. And the first law is the law of intention. And I gave you just a very small little sample taste of that. I mean, a small little sample taste. And if you would like to learn more about the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth and my mastermind, my private mastermind that's coming up on this very set to close out the year so that you can be in better position for growing forward, I would love to take this journey with you. Simply call or text our team at 310-289-2101. Call or text our team at 310-289-2101. If you are texting, simply text your name and 15 laws. Text your name and 15 laws, and I'll know that you are interested in learning more about my private mastermind to close the year on the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. You know, the time, our hour of empowerment has simply flown by, and so it's time to bring today's installment to a close. I want to thank each and every one of our listeners for tuning in, those that are regular listeners. Thank you again so much, lovely. I so appreciate your faithfulness to tune in and listen and to engage, because like I said, you always add a greater richness. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You are a part of why I do what I do. And like you said, it is a labor of love, but it's a labor of love that I so appreciate the opportunity and the honor to come and share weekly on the airwaves with you. You know, I have a full circle of empowerment, a full circle of empowerment tools to assist you. So if you want different results this season right now, you need to either get into a one-on-one coaching partnership, you need to take the mastermind, you need to do something differently, bottom line. And again, the number to call and or text your interest is 310 289-2101. Maybe you didn't ask a question today or make a comment. We do have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. All are welcome. And so you can continue the conversation there. Let us know what your takeaway was, and maybe you have a show concept or idea or topic that you would like to see covered, or a show guest. You can make that an announcement or recommendation, I should say, there. As we close out today, we thank you so much. We're looking forward to joining you on next week. So, hey, set your timer for Motivational Monday every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are right here on Inspired Media for you. Have a great evening, everyone. And again, thank you for being here. And I leave you with this as we close out today. Always remember that I am here and available to be on your team, and I am committed to assisting individuals such as yourself to get greater results on their journey as your lifestyle, personal, and professional coach. I coach, and you win.